Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is February the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Numbers, chapters 7 to 9. God will accept our free will offerings. We read in Numbers chapter 7 verses 2 to 6 like this. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their fathers' houses, who were the leaders of the tribes and over those who were numbered, made an offering. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every two of the leaders, and for each one an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. Numbers chapter 7 is the longest chapter that specifically deals with generous offerings brought by the leaders of the tribes just after the tabernacle was set up. This chapter emphasizes that sacrifices and ministry are essential to the life of God's people. As tribal leaders, these men set an example in giving to the Lord's work. The tabernacle had now been built, but now there must be means of transporting the tabernacle fixtures, except the holy things inside the tabernacle that had to be carried on the shoulders of the sons of Korah. On the first day of the first month in the second year after Exodus, Moses set up the tabernacle. After Moses finishes work in setting and consecrating it for the work of God, something unrehearsed happened. Then the newly appointed 12 tribal leaders rose to the occasion and, on their own initiative, presented 6 covered carts and 12 oxen as offering for the newly dedicated tabernacle that would be later utilized by the sons of Gershon and Merari to assist them in transporting their parts of the tabernacles and its furnishings. We can note that covered carts would have been especially appropriate for the transportation of the elements of the tabernacle. What we can understand from this act of liberality is that these tribal leaders were responding to the grace of God that was shown in the establishment of the tabernacle and priesthood. Their generous response in giving led to a greater blessing, which was God's continued presence among them as God spoke to Moses from off the mercy seat that was upon the Ark of the Testimony from between the two cherubims. In today's day and age, God expects us to offer ourselves and what we have for the work of God's kingdom. God is not forcing us to do anything, but He expects us to offer our time, talents, and treasures to Him for the work of His kingdom. If we do that cheerfully, God will bless us with His presence, speak to us directly, and guide us continually as we move forward in our life's journey. God will accept our free will offerings today. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 and 8, the words of Apostle Paul, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work.